Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your constant, tender love, Father God, that it's your love, Father God, and you chose to give it to us. It's a free gift. It's not our invention. It's your invention. And so it's all your goodness towards us is found in your love, and it's everlasting. Thank you, Lord, that we came out of darkness into this marvelous love, and it's just a growing from glory to glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so we dedicate this day to you again, where today we can just partake of the love you have for us, that which you have recorded in heaven, that which is of your heart towards us, Lord. Your Spirit move, Father God, upon our spirit and quicken us, Father God, as you transform us into the likeness of your Son, Father God, because your love has always been that which you saw in your Son Jesus has been available for us, because as your word said, you predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So thank you, Lord, for this love. Now, this agape, this eternal, this beautiful love to be so real for us today and forever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good morning, beloved. It's Psalm 118, and my beloved is right here next to me to bless us with Psalm 118, verses 1 to 4.
Keep on giving your thanks to God, for he is so good. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all his princely people sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all his holy priests sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all his lovers who bow low before him sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever.
Hallelujah. I mean, there's just saying it, you know, it's... And the sad thing, we've come out of a time that sadly the church has been so surrounded and embraced the worldliness. But there's, in this time, I believe there's just a call again to partake of the holiness, the righteousness, the peace and joy that we find in the kingdom in fellowship with the Father and Son. So the church has really come back to that place that it should, where it should be, just wanting nothing less and nothing more than God's plan, God's love, God's holiness, why he made us, and just drawing close to him. And I so love it from Keith's testimony from the church in the Ukraine, in the midst of the problems, there they looking. And they look at what's happening there, and they look around the world, and they realize that's the sign of the times. They look and they see there's no hope in the politicians. There's no hope in the world, but our hope is in Christ. And that's the radical church, and that's where God has brought us to now. What's it, 2023? So really, guys, it's no time for games. It's just time now for total separation unto this amazing love. And no, once you were born again, you were translated out of the kingdom of the darkness into this amazing love. And it's this amazing love now is your story. This amazing love gives glory to God, and it brings out that uniqueness that each and every one of us has got. What no eye has seen or ears heard, God has prepared for those that love him. So that's a fragrance that we need for this church to the church to be what it's supposed to be. And as Ephesians says, so his body, his church, his bride, his vine, his branches will fill all in all. And that's it, guys. Says, and our encouragement is there to people, all people out there. One died for all, that they now live for him who died for them. That's what it's all about, guys. And so just we just keep our focus of God, are we? Not our own invention. This is, oh no, these guys are getting arrogant. This is humility when you agree with God. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom. That wisdom, that divine wisdom that comes from above, that wisdom that comes from the kingdom, from the heart of our God, is what brings redemption, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. Guys, that's all. Everything is found in those words. And what is that? Your unique walk, your unique adventure in Christ to fulfill a unique and needed destiny here on planet Earth. Amen.
Amen.